This week, I'm trying to keep these episodes just as light and positive as possible. Obviously, like with Christmas coming up this week, and probably most of my subscribers celebrate Christmas in some way. You know, it's just all about that positive energy this week. And so today, I wanted to share with you just an idea. I want to share with you this idea that it's not just that you want success. It's that success wants you. Abundance wants you. Positive, like a positive experience, a positive life wants you. And so let's talk about that today. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. So I work really hard on a daily basis. I don't know, hard is maybe not the right term. I work on a daily basis to cultivate positive energies within myself. And I've really noticed a transformation in the last, I don't know, couple months where I went from a period where I was struggling with just negative feelings, and I was trying to work through the negative feelings, which is not a bad thing to do. But what happened is the negative feelings, the more that I focused on them, the more they would grow. And what I decided, like I just reached a point where I said, I need to be cultivating positive energy for myself for the day, through the day, every day. And it was pretty amazing that when I made that decision, it was like everything started to fall into place and everything was lining up. And it was just, it was like once I knew how I wanted to feel every day, and once I focused that feeling on a feeling of positivity towards my work, towards the activities that I needed to be accomplishing, towards like my task list, towards everything, it just, like everything started working better. It's hard to convey how powerful this is until you try it out. And I don't want you to approach this from some like woo-woo metaphysical belief or whatever around this. Although I don't think, I'm not trying to discount those things. I'm instead asking you to focus on the really practical, positive aspect of this, that whatever you're repeating in your head, whatever you're saying to yourself on a regular basis, you will start to act in alignment with that. Your brain, your mind will focus on those things, and you will start to behave consistent with whatever it is that you're repeating in your head on a regular basis. And so something as simple as saying success wants me. Success wants me. It wants to express itself through my life. The first time you say that, it might feel a little disingenuous. It might feel hard to believe, right? And then you say it again. Success wants me. It wants to express itself through my life. And maybe you have a belief in some bigger spiritual reality that involves God or Jesus, since it's Christmas week, or Buddha or Muhammad or something, or like maybe you have that spiritual belief that there are these forces beyond our three-dimensional, five-sensory world that exist that want the best for us. And maybe you don't. Maybe you don't. Maybe to you, it's just atoms and energy. And either way, a positive life, like if you focus on a positive life, what's happening there? It's you're being creative in the world. You're putting positivity into the world. You're creating good feelings in other people as you are trying to support other people with your success and support yourself with your success. If you are bringing optimism into your interactions, people are going to react to you in a different way. And if there is some kind of, you know, metaphysical or spiritual reality behind it all, it's hard for me to believe that, for example, God, by whatever name or identity you want to give to them or ascribe to them, it's hard for me to believe that God would want you to be a failure, that God would want you to not take full advantage of your human gifts, that God would want you to like not go create positive things in the world. And so in that regard, success does want you. People around you want you to go create positive things in the world. People around you want to see you succeed. And if you're finding counterexamples to that, it's probably because they're a little bit uncomfortable. And even though they do want to see you succeed, some of the ways that they react to that come out of them actually feeling uncomfortable with themselves. And they're not able to fully internalize that success wants them too. And success wants to express itself through them. And so when you think about these things, like when you focus your mind around these positive intentions, these positive feelings, when you every day, when you sit down with your journal and you say, how do I want to feel today? I want to feel positive. I want to feel productive. I want to feel on top of it. I want to feel like a contributor to my community, to my family, to the people around me. I want to feel like somebody who's making a difference in the world. I want to feel like someone who is creating value out there. I want to feel like someone who is leaving the world a better place because I was born and because I existed. When you set these intentions, I want to feel success, and success wants to fill me. When you're setting these intentions, when you're creating this all of this positive energy within yourself, even if it's just like, you know, synapses firing in your brain, you are going to behave in certain ways. You're going to do things that are going to start to make that positive impact in the world. And when you do that, you're going to start creating those results, and it is going to be a feedback cycle. And so you start to tell yourself, hey, success wants me. It wants to express itself through my life. Abundance, like I welcome abundance. Abundance wants to come into my life. Positivity, joy wants to come into my life. Positive impact and value creation in the world wants to come into my life. The muses, going back to like ancient Greek storytelling, and probably like every culture, honestly, because the ways that we tell stories as human beings transcends culture. But going back to ancient Greek storytelling, a storyteller would invoke the muses to specifically give that storyteller the inspiration to tell the story. Can you invoke the muses for maybe it's the marketing that you need to write or create? Maybe it's this video that I need to put out. Maybe it's whatever it is, right? How can you invoke the muses, believing that they are there to serve you? Whatever that force is, whether it's just in your creative imagination or whether it is some supernatural force, believe that if you ask for these things, they will come to you. If you ask for these things, they are at your disposal. And some of us, you know, it's a little bit harder for some of us to hear than others. It's a little bit harder for some of us to listen to than others. Sometimes we need to clear out a lot of noise in our heads before we really start to experience these things and express these things. But these things, like, I don't even know what they are. Like, that's to me, like, all of this is a gigantic mystery. But I do know that when I focus on creating this positive energy and saying things to myself like, hey, success wants me. It wants to express myself through my life. How do I want to feel today? I want to feel full of energy. I want to feel full of vitality. I want to create a bunch of value for people. I want to be productive and creative and just do all these positive things in the world. When I'm focused on that, and when I believe that the universe will conspire with me to help me reach my goals, everything comes so much easier. Financial success, copywriting, marketing success, business success, relationship success, what you believe about the people that you're in personal relationships with, whether that's a romantic relationship or your family or whatever, I mean, that's going to come back to you. It's going to be reflected. Those relationships are a mirror for the energy that you are putting into them. And sometimes the main thing that you need to do to change that energy is, or to change that relationship, is to put a new energy into it. And sometimes people are not ready to change. I'm not going to say this is like a magic wand that you wave and suddenly people are going to treat you exactly how you want to be treated. It's a very complex world and there's a lot of forces at work and we don't always understand them. And I'm not saying that if you have bad relationships, it's completely your fault. What I am saying is that you are responsible for how you're showing up in the world. And one of the best ways that you can start to impact how you're showing up in the world is by paying attention to the stories that you're telling yourself, paying attention to the things that you talk to yourself about, paying attention to that internal monologue or dialogue, and really becoming intentional about what you choose to repeat on a conscious and subconscious level, the stories that you choose to tell yourself. And when you create and cultivate positive energy in your life through telling those stories, then you know, your life will start to change for the better. I'm pretty certain of that. So I'm really for this breakthrough marketing secrets. Of course, this is not like a marketing tactic, right? And yet, all the best marketers that I know have, like, if you really get into a deep conversation with them, there's going to be some of this stuff that they discuss with you. And actually, that's why I recently did a subconscious mind training through BTMS Insiders that I'll make sure I include a link with this episode if you want to check that out. And BTMS Insiders, yeah, it's marketing and copywriting training. It's an entire library that you pay for access to, like Netflix. So you just pay that low monthly fee and you get instant streaming access to everything. And those links are in the description if you want to check them out. I always aim, like, yes, okay, there's a commercial call to action at the end, but I always aim to deliver as much value in each one of these episodes as possible. And I hope that I've done that here. Thanks for tuning in for this episode, and I look forward to catching you again next time. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.